why nerves are the secret sauce of public speaking, and how to maximize their presence. Hello, Malcolm here, and this is part two of a four-part series on how to deal with nerves. This is Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 128. Now, in the previous episode, number 127, I talked about why we're doing this and some background to it. So if you haven't listened to that, I'd recommend you do that. Stop this podcast, maybe go back and listen to episode 127, and you'll get the background. And you'll also get the section on what do we do with our nerves during the preparation period, when we're preparing a lesson, we're preparing a talk. How do we deal with the nerves in that phase? Now, today we're going to talk about how we deal with the nerves that come upon us, sometimes that debilitating level of nervousness that comes upon us immediately before we are about to speak. So this is during, if you're preaching, this might be in the song and before you get up to preach your sermon or teach your lesson. If you're in a secular context, it might be during the introduction. Someone is saying who you are and why they've invited you and what you're about to say. And what do you do when you feel that rising tide of nervousness? Well, I believe we can use it to our advantage, to make it the best, to make our talk be the best it can possibly be, to enhance our communication rather than get in the way. So I have some tips for us today, and here they are. Number one, when you feel that nervousness, first thing to do is to breathe. Breathing is so, natural, obviously, and such a natural thing to do. You'd think it was obvious, but sometimes when we get very nervous, we forget to just relax and breathing deeply. Not so deeply you hyperventilate or something, but nonetheless, just breathing a few deep breaths. Let your body and mind relax a little. That may well help you to be able to then not deny your nerves. Never try to pretend they're not there. Don't try to push them away, that will actually make it worse, but instead at least to accept them and use them to enhance what you are about to do. So breathe, and then with that I would say, if you're of a Christian persuasion, pray. Just pray a short prayer saying, God, thank you for this opportunity. You know how I'm feeling, but I'm trusting you that you will help me to be the best I can be for you and for these people here today. So a brief prayer and a breath, that's the first thing and second thing to do. And then I would say take a drink of some water. Have a sip of some water. You may have constricted your throat with the nervousness. A drink will help loosen your throat. Make sure the liquid is just water is the best thing, and that it is room temperature. If you drink something hot, it will do something to your voice that won't be so useful. And if it's really cold, similarly. So you want to have water at room temperature. So do that and let your throat relax. That's the next thing. Then, fourthly, review your introduction. Glance down at your notes and just look at that introduction, that first paragraph that you're going to say. You're hopefully not going to read it from your notes, but at least looking at your notes will remind you of where you're going in your introduction. And then finally, rehearse that first line, that first phrase, those first four words, five words, eight words that you've already rehearsed, hopefully, right? But rehearse them again. Maybe you can't say them out loud wherever you are standing, but you can rehearse them in your head, those first few words. So the first words that come out of your mouth once you're up there are words that make sense and are appropriate to the occasion. So there are some steps there for you. In that nervous period, just before you are about to walk up the steps onto the stage, up to the lectern, whatever it is, the context exactly, what do you do? Take a breath. Pray. Drink some room temperature water. Review your introduction. And rehearse your first line. And then step up there. Step up there in confidence that God is with you. You have something important to say. And you may not. In fact, perhaps you should not wish that your nerves are not with you anymore. But at least your nerves will be useful. And they will enhance what you're about to do. So those are some ideas. I'd love to know what yours are. What do you do in those few moments just before you get up to speak? How do you make sure that your nerves are working for you instead of against you? Please let me know by leaving a comment, and leave it publicly so that we can all learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you can think of somebody who could benefit from this recording, then please pass the link on to them. Leave us a review in iTunes. Go on, it would really help us, and I'd very much appreciate it. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.